Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart. RightFromTheHeart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Thanks again, everybody, for being with us today.
Yeah, man.
I know that it's weird out there. I don't know. Maybe you went to work. Maybe you didn't. But we do appreciate you letting us be with you on a snowy Friday. Final hour of the show brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. There's a couple phone lines available as well if you want to jump on and ask a question. 404-726-0929. We'll start with Zach in Gwinnett. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Zach.
So, first off, Abe, hit the streets, Abe.
Hit them.
Everybody think, just hit the streets, Abe. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
It can't be the best night of your life if it's not the best night of your life, you know?
I know. Yeah, absolutely. And then, so, happy snow day to everybody. Can y'all power rank building a snowman, having a snowball fight, and sledding?
Oh, all right.
Oh,
thanks,
man.
Zach.
Having a snowball fight is freaking awesome.
It's number one.
It has to be number one.
And
sledding is number two.
Okay.
And I hate building snowmen, but obviously I will be out there in a few minutes.
building the snowman.
Building the snowman.
Yeah.
And then can you also power rank shoveling that snow?
Ooh, yeah. See, I'm lucky to have never lived in a place where I had to do that.
All right. I did it once, and I never will do it again.
Yeah.
And I had bread, you know what I mean, but didn't know no better because the first winter in St. Louis.
Right.
And I remember I shoveled the snow. I cleaned out the driveway, the walkway, everything. And mom and them, and I know she probably listening, didn't even bring their ass to the game.
They cleared the whole path for them?
Cleared all that for them to come to.
And then they just stayed at home?
And I left my truck. I had the original Suburban, left it out there for them to drive to the game and everything. And they didn't even come to the game. But came and picked me up, though.
Wait, you did that on game day?
No, I did it that Saturday night.
Oh, Saturday night. Okay.
I did the Saturday night.
Man, you must have been worn out.
Yeah, I did that Saturday night. And then, you know, then my man Jack come pick me up, Andy, right? He come pick me up to drive us to the hotel.
Steven Jackson, right?
Yeah, picks me up because we stayed. Picks me up in a damn Mercedes-Benz.
Like a G-Wagon?
No.
Oh.
In the S5.
Okay.
And we're trying to get to the damn hotel, which is downtown St. Louis. It took us 30 minutes to get out the neighborhood. Because he could drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It sounds like my future in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, dog.
Hey, how'd the game go?
Aaron Rodgers cut our ass up.
Oh,
yeah. Aaron Rodgers tore our ass up.
But snowball fights are awesome, but
yes.
You have to be with, you know, you got to be with the right people. Like, if you're with all your buddies.
Yes.
Or cousins or brothers or whatever, like, it's just so much fun. And you can get, I mean, you got like a little brother and a snowball fight.
You can
really get some anger out. You whitewash your little brother.
What did you do to Cole?
Not Cole. Cole's too much younger.
Okay.
Much younger. But Ryan?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Oh, yeah. Ryan would get like a full snow down the back of the jacket, you know. Because like you can powerbomb your brother into snow and it doesn't hurt, you know. So you give him like, you know, give him like a rock bottom into a snowbank.
That's not funny.
The problem is in Seattle, it's like here. Like it doesn't snow much. You get like 4 inches. So you body slam somebody into 4 inches of snow. The ground's coming pretty quick.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, don't hurt nobody.
I can't wait to go home and throw a snowball at Jack.
Oh, look at you.
Softly, I'm gonna throw it at him softly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So
you toughen that boy up.
So they're cooling off. Loosely they're warming up until Daddy gets home.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much. Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
Actually, shoveling the driveway off right now.
Oh, okay.
But I was going to ask y'all about the worst snow that you ever woke up to. Like, you went to bed, everything was good, then you come out the next day, and, like, for me, I was in South Dakota one time working out of town, and I come on the Holiday Inn Express, and we had a rental Dodge truck, and the back of the bed was full.
Wow.
And at at some point they had plowed the parking lot, but they trapped all the cars in there with like 4 feet of a snowbank from the plow. Wow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we had to dig this thing out with the little junky trash cans out of the hotel room. It sucked.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. They will do that too. Like when they plow the roads, that can make a huge barrier.
Right. Oh, yeah.
wall. So I lived in Boston for a couple years. So, you know, you'd get real snow. We had a blizzard one time and it was crazy. Like it snowed legitimately 3 feet in 24 hours, which was pretty wild. I think I was in kindergarten when we had the worst snowstorm in Seattle. Right. And it happened in the middle of the day. So, like, we went to school, and then, like, we went out for the first recess, and it was snowing a little bit. And then we went out for the second recess, and there was a few inches on the ground. And then by the time school was over, there was, like, a foot of snow on the ground, and everybody got trapped. Like, we got trapped at school, and, like, parents had to try to come get you, and a lot of people couldn't do it. So that was probably the worst one I was ever in.
Oh, man, obviously the one in St. Louis I talk about. But, I mean, as a player, we had to go to Buffalo one time, Bunk, and... like, we couldn't get – our buses couldn't get out of the stadium because everything was – it was so – the snow was so high that, like, it was unbelievable how long it took us to – we sat on the bus for probably about 3 hours before we left to go to the airport, and then probably waited another 3 hours before we took off from the airport. So, I mean, it was the worst thing ever. Between that and being and playing in New England and that crap, but, yeah, that – I'll never forget that damn game. It was unbelievable.
The Buffalo game? That's what I was going to say. Because if you lost and then you had to sit on the bus for three hours and then sit on the tarmac for 3 hours, that makes it way worse.
And we lost.
Zay is in Ellenwood. Hey, Zay.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Got two questions for you. First question, is there a college underclassman that you feel strongly will be a Sunday performer? And the second one is yams related. what's the one place besides the shape that you know yams will be present? For me, it's a HBCU graduation.
Sure.
Oh, and it be them aunties too.
Thank you, Zay.
It is. Because don't nobody show out like us at graduation, boy.
Guaranteed yams occasions. That's a great question.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, HBCU graduation, boy. And I ain't talking about the graduates. I'm talking about them damn aunties and mamas, boy. They go get them good old sheen dresses. And that thing be plakakakakakow.
You know what's a good one is when good teams come to play the Hawks.
Yes.
Like when the Lakers are in town to play the Hawks.
Yes.
It's impressive.
Yes, State Farm's
impressive.
I would say a Miami Heat game.
Yeah,
100%.
Or even when the Heat play the Hawks.
Any game.
Yeah.
Any Heat game. Yes. Yes. Definitely that. He's an underclassman that's going to do what?
Can I just steal Jeremiah Smith? I think is going to be a Sunday performer.
I mean,
yeah, I think that guy's going to be pretty good.
I mean,
I'll take Jeremiah Smith.
Okay, can we double down on it?
No, you got to pick a different one.
You can take Ryan Williams though.
Oh, why not Ryan? You take it, Ryan Williams.
I don't want Ryan Williams. Give me Dylan Stewart at South Carolina.
Okay, sure.
Oh, yeah, give me that cat.
Yeah. He seemed like he's going to be like a Miles Garrett type dude.
Yeah, he's an absolute freak show.
You got that KJ guy at Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take KJ. Hey, Abe, stop giving me names because it's like you're taking them, okay? All right? Okay, all right. I talked about him earlier today, the safety from Ohio State. Oh, he's going to be there.
Okay. But what's his name again? Downs?
Yeah.
Caleb Downs.
Caleb Downs, no doubt about it.
Yeah, Caleb Downs is incredible. All right, Tababi is in Atlanta. Hey, Tababi.
All right, so Abe, you had the cruise bay. Go get you a snow bay. And my actual questions are, with Jello doing a side mission, I also found out this week that Deacon Jones was the lead singer of the original version of the band War. Huh. So what's your favorite athlete doing a side mission? And secondly, you can go to a concert of any musician who is deceased, but the caveat is you see them in their prime, but after the show, you can never listen to their music again.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's a great one.
That's a great one.
What was the first part, Andy?
Your favorite athlete, kind of performer side.
No.
Your favorite athlete who did something besides sports after career.
Okay, because I know he said something about Deacon Jones.
Deacon Jones was the lead singer of War?
Yeah.
No, that's not true? Okay. Oren says that's not true.
Okay, all right. I'm about to say Deacon Jones.
I trust Oren on all things.
I do. I would probably say Now, is Oren staying down there or Oren going home?
Oren is staying down here.
Oh, look at y'all, man.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Oh, my God. I mean, I say Deion Sanders.
What's the side mission?
Side mission?
Yeah, like the thing that he did. Like, what's the, what are you, what, for what? Like, Deion Sanders for what?
For coaching to Colorado.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, were you going to say, like, who are you going to say?
I don't know.
I supposed to say Deion Must Be the Money? That song sucks.
Well, that's what I thought you were saying.
Yeah, that song stunk.
Deion's musical career?
No. That stunk.
Yeah. Deion going on to be a coach. That's pretty good.
My credit card's going to turn. Yeah, whatever.
For whatever reason, I don't know why, Wayman Tisdale, you remember that guy?
Yes, I do.
Used to play for the Suns.
Yes, I do. He also played.
He's an incredible bass player.
He's like a
funk bass player, and he's phenomenal. He's won Grammys.
Hey, Wayman Tisdale was also the CEO in Strictly Business.
Is that right? He had an acting career, too?
No, that was a character.
Yeah.
That lame dude, Martin, from The Cosby Show, Denise's husband. Yeah, Wayman Tisdale.
His album.
The third.
Oren just cashing in on all the music stuff. Oren tells me Wayman Tisdale's album was called Power Forward.
Damn, Oren, you need that.
Oren knows stuff.
I know he does.
Can I steal an athlete turned actor?
Okay.
Give me Jason Statham.
Well, he's an athlete?
Competitive diver for Great Britain.
Seriously?
Are you? Only you would know some crap like that, Abe.
Yeah.
There's video.
Competitive diver.
He was like an Olympian?
Like Goodwill Games.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for him. Never would have known.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. All right. Mr. Jones is on the west side.
Yes, sir. What's up, fellas? What's going on? Well, I know what's going on. It's raining and snowing, but I'm driving through here.
Be careful.
It'll be all right. Just drive slow, man. You know, ride like your old school dude used to do in the Cadillac with a diamond in the back, man.
Just drive
slow. My finger on the wheel, man, and just keep it player.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I do.
But my question is, who in the wonderful brain trust sat down at the front office with the Falcons between Terry Fontenot and Dimitrov and I'm going by your boyhouse out the blank right now. And who just like sit down and like, hey, as a conglomerate, Kirk Cousins is out there. Let's go get him.
Sound like that though?
Because I'm trying to figure out how they, you know, like, hey, we sitting down here. Who's the best guy we can get that can lead us all? The guy that came off an Achilles injury? That's 35 years old, that has one in four players. Oh, that'll be a – that's – gee, golly, Wiz. Let's go do it, fellas. Are you with us? Yeah.
All right, Mr. Jones.
All right, Mr. Jones.
All right, Mr. Jones.
He said, gee, golly.
He even threw Dimitrov in there. This man hadn't been employed by the Falcons for years.
In forever.
It sounds like Dimitrov might get a job, though. He was interviewing a couple different places.
Yeah, man. I mean –
looks a little better now than he did 4 years ago, doesn't he?
Yeah.
About 20 games over 500 during his tenure. Now we're 4 years into Terry. Haven't had a winning season yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thomas wasn't so bad.
He was not.
Wasn't so bad.
But they all came up with it. Now, I don't know. Like, Mr. Blank probably came up with the plan, like, hey, I'm never going to go through quarterback hell again.
Yeah.
Y'all get it right.
I think that's where it started.
Yes.
Like, at the end of the year last year, he was like, all right, everybody get in here. Never again. Never, ever, ever again are we going into a year with that as the plan. So double down on it. Get me all the quarterbacks. Okay, go spend all the money on the best free agent quarterback, which he was, by the way.
Which he was.
He was the best guy available.
But who else was big?
Exactly. Good quarterbacks don't become free agents very often.
Exactly.
Like, there's always unique circumstances, like injuries or something like that, or they're not good anymore, or both.
Yeah.
And then they drafted Penix, and luckily they did that.
And hopefully it goes well.
Yeah. Now it's Penix time.
The other one?
There's no one on hold, and the music stopped. I don't know.
we gotta get some longer bed music.
I think we do need to get some.
Yeah, we gotta get some longer.
You guys got any questions over there?
One quick social question. This is from Xander a while ago.
All right.
What was your first ever adult beverage, and what is your go-to now?
I mean, come on, man. Everybody knows my go-to.
Know the go-to. What was the first ever though?
My first ever. I remember me and my damn brother Tobias. Like, got some Paul Masson.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why we got there.
He
kept saying somebody's Paul Masson. That was the first time I ever bought some Paul Masson. The first time I ever drank something, like, I remember my mama used to drink that PX Gin, Andy.
Oh.
Yeah. And so one day, you know, I just went over and, you know, took a little swig of it.
Sure. Yeah.
The worst thing ever.
Yeah. And every kid tried a sip. Yeah. Like, I definitely tried a sip of a room temperature Budweiser when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because my dad was drinking them. I was like, oh, that's disgusting. I'll never do that.
Right.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Love it.
Wrong, wrong, wrong.
The first time I ever, like, got, I wasn't, like, drunk, but, like, the first time I ever felt, like, you know, different from alcohol, like the tipsy or whatever, was champagne. My friend's mom let us have champagne on New Year's Eve when we were, like, 16 or 15 or something like that.
What'd Barbara do?
He wasn't there. I wasn't there. But I had like 3 glasses of it. And I was like, oh, that feels good.
Right.
Let's do this a lot forever now for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9
The Game. Takeaway of the day every day, Randy.
People use their phone batteries for us.
Yeah. We are the emergency.
Yes.
Randy said Justin Herbert is a fancy-ass quarterback.
He is quite fancy. Shiloh Sanders should probably go ahead and look into a career in rap.
Yep.
And it gets cold enough in places where you don't want your fingers separated.
That's right. And you know that because the mittens that I wear are hard-ass mittens.
Hard-ass mittens.
Yeah, stop saying that, man.
Go out there and find one tonight, Abe.
I'm telling you, they out there, Abe.
I'm not talking about catch and release, all right?
All right. Oh, my damn.
Like, not no boat show in Midtown.
Tell them you in town for business, man.
Yeah.
You got a hotel. Your flight got delayed because of the weather, Abe.
Yeah, I have a hotel room for business, which is true, technically.
Go get you one, Abe. Don't worry about that damn show tomorrow, all right?
Tonight's the night,
Abe. You got plenty of time.
It's all
close
going
the deal.
Down. It's
and be
down.
Safe, dog.
I will.
I'll be safe out there
going home,
man.
I'll text you when I get home.
Make sure you do that, man. I'll see y'all in Marietta, man. Y'all be good.
Have a great weekend.
Later.